Hey, welcome to episode 78 of Motherhood in Hollywood. It's me, Heather. Hi, how was your Christmas? I hope you guys had a wonderful holiday so far. I have a couple of amazing guests on the show today. My good friends, Vina Crownholm and Aaron Ziering, are here to share their holiday secrets and tips and stories with us and just have a little fun, little girl chat with a couple of my favorite ladies. Before we get to that, though, I want to tell you guys about Motherhood in Hollywood's sponsor, Olin Organic. Olin Organic was founded by two mamas in the fashion industry, and they realized that they knew more about the wine and the food they were enjoying rather than the clothes they were putting on their kids. So they decided to do something about it, and they created Olin Organic, a company that uses 100% certified organic cotton, which of course is much better for your baby and the environment. All the fabrics are chemical-free, and they're carefully designed with soft seams, printed labels, nickel-free snaps, and they have an easy-to-wear entry. They come in sizes from infant all the way up to 2 years old, but I'll tell you, Channing actually fits in their pajamas. We have a pair here. They're so soft, and they're also really modern. They're not very babyish. There's not a lot of pinks and, you know, and all that thing, all of that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But if you're looking for something that has a very modern and sleek design that's also safe to put on your baby, check out olinorganic.com. And if you enter the code MIH10 at checkout, you'll get 10% off your order. Pretty good deal. Go right now to olinorganic.com for safer, softer, better clothes.
Come on, Mama!
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a Crude Prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hello and Merry Christmas week. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a wonderful holiday and that you've had so much food and drinks and merry times like we have over here in the Brooker House. Before I get started with this week's show, though, take a moment to go and find Motherhood in Hollywood on iTunes if you haven't already, and leave me a review. Leave a review on the show. That makes a huge difference in my ranking. And also, if you go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, I'm running for the next few days a contest, a giveaway for a Fleming's gift card. So if you want to go to Fleming's Steakhouse, go right now, leave a review for Motherhood in Hollywood on iTunes, and you'll be entered to win. Huzzah! Free things! My guests today are a couple of my really good friends, Aaron Ziering and Vina Crownholm, who I've gotten to know really well over the past year or so through all of my Motherhood in Hollywood efforts, I guess, networking, connecting, like getting to know other moms, which if you've been following the show know anything about why Motherhood in Hollywood exists, is really the whole goal. My whole goal with starting Motherhood in Hollywood was to meet moms in my industry and connect with them and, you know, develop friendships and that sort of thing. And that's exactly what has happened here. We had a lot of fun goofing around and talking about our Christmas traditions and some holiday stories. As you know, Vina has been on the show before. Both of them have been on the show before. Vina is a former Miss California and a fourth runner-up at Miss America, which is amazing. And Aaron Ziering is, of course, married to actor Ian Ziering. But beyond that, she has a website called At Home with the Zierings, where she blogs about lifestyle, their lifestyle, at-home things, things she makes, things she cooks, things they deal with in their family. So, and both of them actually have wonderful websites that you should go and check out. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in my interview with them. So, yay! All the holiday feels with a couple of my favorite ladies. Really quickly, I want to give a couple of shout-outs over on social media. Thank you guys, by the way, for taking the time to follow me on Twitter at MIH Podcast. And also, I'm on Instagram, having so much fun over on Instagram with the Insta stories and whatnot at Motherhood in Hollywood. So go and check that out. And of course, on Facebook, we'll be having some fun things coming in the new year over on Facebook. So make sure you check that out. I want to say hello over on Twitter to Lydia Lala. I really should practice these names before I say them out loud. Hello to at The Wandering Blonde, at Samantha Walsh 76, at Harrison Scott. Hey, Metalworks Podcast. Yeah. Is that about like rock metal? At Carrie Carroll, thanks for following me. And Shannon Cahill at As I Never Knew It. Thank you guys again for finding me over on Twitter. And once again, don't forget to leave me a review on iTunes for Motherhood in Hollywood. Appreciate you. Love you. Good things will come your way in the new year if you do that. So really quickly, I want to talk about Christmas here in the Brooker house. We had been planning for a few months to get Channing a cat for Christmas, and we thought we would put it in a box, you know, and bring it out on Christmas morning. It would be this beautiful moment where she squeals, oh my gosh, a cat. And, you know, we're all just like lovey and very Hallmarky kind of moment, right? Well, that didn't exactly happen. If you want to go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, take a look at the video that I posted, if you haven't seen it already, of the cat jumping out of the box before Channing gets to open it, and she doesn't see the cat jump out. So it's a quick clip, but it's really funny and really ridiculous, and we seriously cannot stop laughing. And of course, something like that would only happen to us. That's what I get for trying to plan something perfect, guys, because life, you know what? It's not perfect, but we love it, right? I think that's all I want to say. I want to get right to my interview with my friends. They're a lot of fun, and you can tell we have a lot of fun together. So here is my interview with Vina Crownholm and Aaron Ziering. Everybody's audio.
You on that.
Can we start your podcast now that we're talking about pregnancy and sex with Ryan?
I know. Mine's coming in an hour, so we got afternoon delight. No, I'm kidding.
That's so good.
He is only 10 minutes away, so every now and then I'm like, just come home for lunch.
I don't like the nighttime thing. It doesn't work for me.
I'm too tired at night. I got too much to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to be touched by the other night, to be honest.
Right, just get off me.
I'm still dealing with the overtouch syndrome. Like, even though my kids are older now, I thought the overtouch thing, I stopped using that excuse. And I'm like, I'm overtouched. He's like, you're not holding anybody.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's like, I know. It doesn't matter.
Nice space.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Yes. Channing is doing this thing where she only wants to hold my hand now. Like, always wants to hold my hand. And I just want to be like, just get off for a second. Like, I just want to not hold anything, you know? And she doesn't understand. And then she'll burst into tears. And then I feel like an asshole. And I'm like, fine, hold my hand.
Maybe because you are an asshole.
Maybe I totally am an asshole. There will come a time, though, and I have to remind myself this, where I'll be like, oh, why doesn't she want to hold my hand anymore?
You say that. I still would hold my mother's hand.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like my mom.
I sat on my mom's lap until I was 18. So I think, and my mom's like 4'9". So, no.
And how much taller are you, Vina?
I'm 5'2.5".
Okay.
You're so tiny. How tall are you?
Me?
Yeah.
5'7¾".
Okay, good. So we're the same height.
Partial inches?
I do. Because I'm not quite 5'8". I don't want to lie. I never want to lie about being 5'8".
But you're so close.
But I'm so close. I don't want everyone to know that I'm almost there.
I'm 5'8". So, yeah, I thought we were about the same height.
Yeah. You have more volume in your hair.
I do. Just today.
Yeah, if I could do some volume, maybe I'd get that extra 1/2 inch.
So if you guys are wondering who I'm chatting here with today, I have Vina Crownholm and I have Aaron Ziering, two super influencer mom bloggers, creators of content, all of the above, right?
Right.
Sure. If that's what you want to say, Heather, yes.
I just gave you guys multiple titles. Take it all. We're hashtagging it all, please. We're going to create our own hashtag for this show. So I brought you guys over to my house today to have some moderately priced pastries. And
I ate half the box of donuts, so it's okay.
And coffee. And we have some Phil's coffee. Vina and I hit up the Phil's.
We did.
They're not advertisers.
I went to Starbucks and stole Splenda.
Nice.
We're classy.
We love it.
Classy moms.
Whatever works. And we are here. I brought you guys over to talk about the holidays, about Christmas. Are you excited? Are you pumped?
Are we supposed to be?
I have on a Christmas sweater. What just happened? I don't think it's December yet.
Did you just pull out your boots?
I just pulled out my Rudolph. My Rudolph. What's happening on my shirt?
Wait, because
I can't flash you too. It's great.
Because I said, are you excited? And it looked like you pulled out like your nipples, like to show that you were excited. Is that what you thought too?
I actually knew she was excited about this sweater.
So I'm the only perv. Got it. Okay. No, got it. That's what I thought you were doing. Like, look how excited I am. And I was like, geez, Aaron.
Maybe later.
I am excited.
Maybe after some drinks. That's girls. That's girls' wine night.
What is in the coffee?
Eggnog and rum.
Oh, my God.
You know what I bought yesterday?
What?
Well, okay, so I had to go to Costco, and right next to our Costco is Toys R Us. Mm-hmm. And Aaron's been telling me about these things called blind bags, and I like didn't totally understand what they were, so I figured I would go to Toys R Us, and they would, yeah. So while I was there, of course, you're not like, hey, I'll just stick to the $2.99 blind bags of goodies.
You have to get everything.
I got a Sumsum Advent calendar.
What is that?
For Eddie or so myself. Cool.
What does that mean, Sumsum Advent
Calendar? Sumsums are those little, I don't know, I don't, they're like little, like logs that are like Disney characters.
Oh, the Sumsums.
I can't even pronounce them.
Okay, got it. I may be pronouncing it wrong, but that's what I call them.
The T-S-U-Ms.
How many did you get them?
Advent calendar.
So there's
30?
There's 25.
Yeah, 25.
Okay, well, I can't count, so.
That's okay. Neither could I, but it just, I read the directions yesterday, so I can't open it.
So does he get
it.
One every day? Comes out of the calendar every day?
Such a good deal, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like, you talk about blind bag or blind triangle. Like it was $29.99.
That's so cheap.
So cheap. Costco. $1 a day, essentially. A little over $1 a day.
Yeah.
So, of joy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's for Eddie or me. I'm excited to see.
Those are so cute. Channing has like 2 or 3 of them, and she keeps losing them and rediscovering them like a week later. Hey, there's Donald! And I'm like, okay, we just lost him a week ago. Glad he's back.
They're obsessed with them.
They're so cute because they fit in their little hands and they're just, you know, adorable. Everything Disney does is adorable. It's annoying. I mean, it's great. We love Disney. They sponsor my show. Please sponsor my show. No. I'm excited about Christmas. What I've been loving is, I know that you're really into cooking, Erin, and mm-hmm. I've been loving seeing you and the girls in the kitchen. And you guys on Thanksgiving, too. You did a really fun Facebook-y thing in the kitchen. Yeah.
I just beat the pomegranate. That's all
you
did.
I saw that. I was like, Vina's really getting after that pomegranate.
Job. She did beat the pomegranate. But she had to mash the potatoes.
Yeah.
And that was like a long process.
I beat the potatoes.
Yeah,
she did.
Beat the pomegranate.
Yes.
We all had a job in the kitchen.
But you love cooking though, right?
Yes.
That's what you're, and that is, do you think that's your Ohio roots?
It is my Ohio roots. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, my family, everything was home cooked for my mom. My grandmother was the same way. My grandfather was a fisherman. My dad was a farmer.
Where did he fish in Ohio?
He didn't. He fished in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he fished in North Carolina. He shipped us the fish, and we'd also go visit him and fish there and bring the fish back frozen.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I was like, what massive lake? I guess you could fish. There's probably lakes in Ohio, but not.
We had everything fresh back home. So cooking, especially from fresh ingredients, is a lot of fun.
I find that for people who are really into cooking, this is like their time of the year to shine.
Yes.
This is when it's like lookout world. I'm making every recipe, and I'm always so jealous because I, from Oklahoma, I have like a staple of a couple of recipes that we make. We make like pot roast, chicken fried steak, you know, those kinds of things. But it's not really, my mom was not really a huge cook growing up. So for me, I watch everybody's Instagrams and your Pinterest and all of that with envy going, oh, I can make that. I could try to make that. Sure. So
I can make anything with a recipe.
Yeah.
I can't do anything without a recipe.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
There's those people who can just sort of eyeball like, oh, this is a pinch of sugar and a pinch of this. And I can't do that.
I have learned to do that because I'm so disorganized. I can never find the measuring cups or the spoons. So I've learned how to, here we go.
Just throw it in.
I can make it look pretty. So when you see it on Instagram, it looks really pretty. But like the secret behind the Instagram picture is that like, the green beans for the green bean casserole were frozen on the inside. So everybody at Thanksgiving dinner
was like, oh.
But I kind of liked it. It was like that. You know, like people like sugary sweet?
Yeah.
It was like cold hot. So it was kind of. And it had fried onions on top, Erin. It was.
And this is why Vina gets invited over. She made me feel so much better about the frozen green bean casserole.
I had 3 helpings. Yes. So I didn't just say I liked it. I actually legit liked it.
Honestly, though, anything with some fried onions on top is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite time of the year is when we can all start legitimizing eating the French's fried onion rings.
Yes.
As opposed to like for no reason in February when I'm like, I'm just going to buy this can. Don't need a reason. I don't have to explain
topping.
It.
It's there the best you go.
Oh, yeah,
topping.
Sure. Salad.
And they sell a giant bag at Costco.
Oh.
Giant.
Really?
What do you do with that, though? Like,
I don't know, but I was like, yesterday it was like, I put it in the cart. And then I like came back and I put it back on the shelf. And then we went back and just me and the cart just went back and forth. And the shelf won. So I didn't bring it home.
What do you guys look forward to the most around the holidays? Like what is it the shopping? Is it the cooking? You can't, you can't say family time because that's a cop out.
No, I look for, I almost have like a planned, organized calendar of how the holidays start. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to really do anything before Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving has to be a big deal. This year I did decorate the tree ahead of time because
for
of
your photo sesh.
For my photo sesh. but, and then I was like, well, everyone's coming over for Thanksgiving. I might as well make it look pretty. But typically I start like the holiday traditions calendar the day after Thanksgiving, where it goes from putting up the tree, decorating the tree, the elf comes and visits, and then we go into going to a tree farm, going on the train ride, visiting wherever snow's falling, family ice skating. I mean, we don't stop.
So
I
you start that after Thanksgiving, traditionally. That's when you do it. Why do you think people are starting to do, like, where did it come from that we put the tree up for Thanksgiving? Or, like, most people have the tree up, like, it hits November and everybody's putting their Christmas tree up.
I think because of the whole like hosting and making everything look so much prettier. Like, I feel like we grew up in an era that your home didn't have to be decked out for a hosting event. And now it's kind of like the Pinterest pleasure.
The Pinterest pleasure. That's a different website.
I like that. That sounds fun.
What do you pin?
There's a lot to that. And that's kind of what came about mine as I was looking at everyone's pictures. And I was like, their tables are already set for Christmas and Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet, but I can
do it. So it's like a social media kind of pressure where we all sort of feel like, oh, we've got to get into the spirit.
Yeah. Or make it look pretty for a picture. Because if you look at the Thanksgiving table set and you see like the pretty tree in the background all glistening, it does look pretty.
It does look super pretty. So.
It is super pretty. I actually enjoy everybody else's pictures so much, I don't feel any pressure.
There you go. You just have removed the pressure for yourself.
I bought an advent calendar yesterday.
Yes.
And
was
I bought.
Shaped like a tree?
Yeah. And 50 yards.
Okay, we have a tree now.
I have 50 yards of new wire edged ribbon.
Oh.
So I plan to use every single
yard.
I was going
to say, can you come and make a bow for my tree? Because my tree is sad.
Well, I thought I did pretty well at bows. And then I went to Aaron's house. And then I saw your mom's Instagram.
Are you a master bow? Oh, your mom.
My mom's a master decorator. Bowmaker. I mean, I grew up on a Christmas tree farm. So she decorates the house to look like Winter Wonderland.
A Christmas tree farm.
She can do it all.
But that's that bow making is like, that is no joke. Mine are just the simple, you know, two bunny ears underneath, tie it. And then fluff it out.
Yeah.
And lots of tails on the ribbon. But
I'm really good at.
I'm going to teach you guys how.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Because I'm really good at buying a bow that's already made.
So I like it.
50% off at Michael's right now. This is not an ad. But they're 50% off at Michael's. And I did buy the one for the top of our tree, actually, from Michael's. 50% off. So it's super cool.
I never really thought I would ever go into Michael's until I had a child.
Oh, really?
I mean, I would go in there occasionally for, like, party stuff because I used to throw a lot of parties. Don't spread that around because then everyone's going to want me to throw parties. But I used to throw a lot of parties, and I loved it, and I would just go there. But now I go there, and I'm like, ooh, glue sticks. Oh, glitter. And I mean, like, all this stuff that I'm like, Chan and I could make this. It's a totally different experience going to Michael's when you have a kid. And honestly, the holidays in general are a totally different experience. Have you guys found that too? Like, since you had kids, it's like a different beast.
I used to be better about decorating before I had Eddie.
Oh, really?
Now
do you just feel like you don't have time?
Well, part of it's that I don't have time, and I also really love glitter, so I feel like we glitter everything.
Right.
And like make cookies. Anything that's super messy that I will like totally hate cleaning up is what we do.
Yeah.
So that's
also what boys, I think, like to do, though, too. Does Eddie like to get his hands in the dough and like make stuff like that?
He does. But like yesterday we were at Trader Joe's and we bought these cute little tiny fresh wreaths. And so today we're going to hang them up on the balcony. So it's like I'm not organized. So it's kind of on a whim. Like, whatever's impulsive that sounds fun.
Yeah.
We do it.
I do that, too. Like Well, honestly, a lot of it, too, is inspired by what I see online. Like if I see you guys posting something, I'm like, I want to do that. That looks cool. Yeah. Or like if I see somebody else posting something on Facebook, I'm like, I can try that. And then I either do or I just forget about it because I have too much stuff going on.
I'm like the holiday dork that I've always went all out since I would
plan everything.
I left home when I was 18, but I missed home. I left to go to college and then for a career, and I missed the holidays at home. So I had to always recreate the bringing in the big tree. And if I'd had a boyfriend, like, I didn't care what his religion or background was, I was like going and cutting down the tree at the tree farm, bringing up a 9-foot tree and decorating it for the apartments. And even when I met Ian was, you know, Jewish. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm putting up a tree because this is what we do. And it's about our family and my family and tradition. So for us, I've never stopped. And we always went ice skating before children. Went to the farm, went on the train rides. We're weirdos.
I'm thinking about it now.
I'm like,
I love
weirdo adults when you look around and you have kids. And you're like, why are they here? They don't even have kids. That was me, like the adult at Disneyland. That was like cutting in line.
I have so many friends who are like that. The adults at Disneyland who are like on all matching outfits for the holidays. And I used to be like, oh my God, you guys are so dumb. And now I'm like, let's go.
I did.
Let's put on matching jammies and just go ride rides. We should all go ice skating with the kids sometime at the Burbank at the Pickwick.
Yes.
Can we go do that sometime? I've been wanting to take Chan up there. I just have to find the time.
Can we pay somebody to like teach them how to ice skate so we don't have to fall on our butts with our kids?
Yeah. I'll do it.
You know how to ice skate? Wait.
I used to be an ice skater.
Oh, shut your
mouth. Done, Vina.
I don't know how good I am at teaching anything, but I mean, we can do a beautiful arabesque across the
ice. I can sort of glide along without falling down. That's my goal. It's like, just don't fall. I'm much better roller skater. I rock at roller skating.
I don't. Every time we've actually gone ice skating or roller skating, I have either sprained my wrist or my ankle and been in like a wrap from till February pretty much.
So we shouldn't go to roller skating.
Because we always do and it always ends up fun. The same.
I need a Christmas sweater. I feel like I'm having Christmas sweater envy. Like if I had a Christmas sweater, I think I would wear
Target
ice skating.
Target has
a
whole section of like ugly Christmas sweaters and Hanukkah sweaters.
Oh yeah. That one's cute though.
This one's from Topshop.
Oh, okay. I was that's cute.
Yeah. It fits nicely.
Mm-hmm. The Gap has some cute ones too. I went the other day and I almost bought a bunch for Chan, but I was like, I have to stop. I literally buy her bags of clothes and then they just sit there in her room and I'm like, one day she'll wear them.
Do you guys do Christmas cards?
I do, but honestly, in the past few years, I've started doing the Shutterfly pictures.
Okay.
It seems so much easier. I just go in, drop in our family photo, send them off, and I'm done. I just do that. Okay. And I used to, though, be very religious about getting out the card. I would handwrite everything. And now I'm just so popular. I just know so many people. I don't have time to do all that. Like, it would literally take me hours, and I don't have time to do that anymore. It just seems so much easier to do that way. Plus, your picture's on the card. There's something nice about having it personalized.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of do that. It's kind of a cop-out.
Do you, Vina?
I think about it. I really do.
All the holidays that you think about it.
I think about it, and I think about all the people I love. And then
and then you're like, oh, there's that guy.
But I do text message people, and I call them. So I feel like that is a little different. So I try to keep up with people in that way. Because, again, that whole organizational thing where we need to get everybody's updated address just doesn't seem to be working for me. And if I actually get the card out, then I have a problem putting the stamp on. And then if I actually get the stamp on, then I forget to mail it. And then it's so far gone that I feel like I should just forget it.
I've mailed so many Christmas cards without stamps. And they always come back. And I'm like, oh, crap. Just so there's extra steps. There's so many steps. What do you guys do?
She's like a super Christmas card.
Are you?
We have a Christmas photo shoot we do it the week before Thanksgiving every year. Mm-hmm. The week of Thanksgiving, I have them ordered. And the week after Thanksgiving, I get them sent out. It's part of my, like...
And did you do that with Kay this year?
We did it with Kay. Mm-hmm. She did our Christmas photos. Okay. Violet Velvet.
They were Velvet Violet. Yeah, they were really
pretty. How do you get yourself to sit down and be like, today I'm committing X amount of hours to getting this out?
To getting the Christmas cards out?
Yeah, like
I do it at night. I get my wine and I sit down instead of watching like some random show that I really. Or I do it while watching the random show and I handwrite the addresses because Ian's really old school and wants it to feel like it has a personal touch to it. So I handwrite
the
address.
Do you have like calligraphy and everything?
No, I don't. I wish I did. It's kind of, by the end, you look like you got slop on there. But right. I'm like, it's personal.
It's personalized.
Some wine spilled on it. It's good. I send everything out and we actually do Christmas card ornaments because we're like super vain. We're like, we want to be on your tree. Take it to another level. Like, you don't
but
just get to take
so
our
LA,
and
though.
Then we want you to take a picture of our Christmas card that you put on the tree and send it to us so we know we're on
oh
your tree.
Oh my God, that's so LA. And honestly, I love that idea. That's something I would do. Be like, here, not only do I want you to have a great Christmas, I want you to have me involved in every aspect of your Christmas. Put me front and center on your tree.
My mom has a tree dedicated to our family Christmas cards because they're all ornaments. So for the past 6 years, she had, and they're big. And she puts
oh
them.
Oh my God. I look forward to getting the Zering ornament this year. So I'm excited. I'm going to put you guys like right in the middle.
And I need the picture. You got to send it to me. Like,
yes.
Hashtag Zering family.
I love it. Oh, yeah. We need proof. Got to get that hashtag in.
I know. I need some.
But
some
only if
love.
You're invited to the event do you get to use the hashtag, right?
But she is her own event.
Yes.
My own event.
Yes.
Our holiday party. Right. That I haven't planned, but my daughter's already planning for me. So that's another one that we do, the holiday parties.
Oh, like holiday or New Year's?
I do everything.
You do both?
I do. Well, and then we also, because I can't just, you know, put Hanukkah in the shadows, because we are raising our girls Jewish. But as you can tell, I love all things Christmas.
Right.
I have to make Hanukkah just a special.
Mm-hmm.
And I hire Elsa to come light the menorah. Because she wears blue, so she looks like a Hanukkah.
She does look like a Hanukkah.
Like, I can't hire like the mensch on the bench. That would be like weird if I have the mensch. We do have the mensch on the bench with our elf. But I have to have a big party for that as well. And then Mia decided this year we have to have an ugly Christmas sweater party. And she's planning it. So I was like, girl, go for it.
Go for it.
That's so fun.
I don't know if she's inviting yet. So if you want to get on that guest list.
I would like to be on that guest list. I know Channing would love to be on that guest list.
I'm going to tell Eddie to be on his best behavior.
For me, it's Christmas party.
I love that. We used to throw a party every year. It was our annual wine tasting Christmas party. And so all of the wines that Chris and I tried throughout the year that we loved, we would buy bottles of them, have everybody come over and share it with us. We'd line it up around the table and we'd pair it with like hors d'oeuvres. And so it was a big deal. I'm telling you, I know. Because I feel like no one would come. I feel like it's too far.
I think you'd have, there's six. I feel like now. I live. I think
is that not enough for you?
Yeah. No. Not enough for you?
I need to know the reach of this party. And I need to know that.
How many impressions are going to give you?
Oh, how many impressions I'm going to get. Social media joke. No, we used to throw this big party and like it was very formal. I would send out formal invitations and it was all very like calligraphy style. It was a big deal to get invited to the Brooker wine tasting party. This is back in Oklahoma. We tried it out here and everybody just came and got wasted. And then we're like,
welcome to LA.
We're like, peace out. And then they left before the evening was over. The few classy parties I try to recreate here got altered by just drunken, slovenly, ridiculous actor friends of mine that would just come and like pass out on my couch. But yeah, I used to love that. We'd throw our Christmas wine tasting party and it was just so much fun.
I think you should bring that back.
I should.
Yeah.
I think so.
I should. But is it different now? We have kids. Like, what do you do with the kids when all the adults are getting hammered in the other room?
You keep them at home with a babysitter.
Or they watch movies.
And Channing will just be like center of attention. She'll be awesome.
She'll be like, everyone's here to see me.
Right?
She goes to bed at 6:30 now, so she may not even know you guys are here.
I'll wake her up after a couple of glasses.
Aaron's 6:30? Like, Jen. Yeah. Did you read my post? I interviewed a sleep expert who said that kids, about when you start to drop the nap, that your kids should be going to bed at 6:30 because their melatonin levels, it's all of our melatonin levels sort of peak and valley throughout the day. Yeah. And for little ones, when they've dropped their nap, their melatonin levels peak at around 6 o'clock at night, 6 or 6:30 at night. So they get their most tired around that time. And then what happens is if you miss that window to put them to bed, then it valleys again and their melatonin levels drop and their energy level goes up. So if you notice your kids,
that's what I'm doing wrong.
If you notice around like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, they're so full of energy. They don't want to go to bed. And that's the time you're trying to put them to bed and they're fighting it the most. Plus they've just had a really fun, vigorous bath and playtime and all that. And they don't want to go to bed anytime after 8 or 9. And then what happens is if you've missed that window, it throws off their levels, their sleep levels, their natural levels, because kids naturally wake up between 6 and 7 at this age, around 3 and 4 years old. And if they go to bed at 8 or 9 and they stay up till 9 or 10, then that's hours of sleep that they're missing out on. That's why they're buttholes during the day.
This is why.
I'm telling you, this is why. I literally, I interviewed Jenny June and it was such a game changer because I told her, I was like, I don't know, 6:30 is really early. And she's like, trust me, just try it for a week. And I was like, well, what about, you know, my husband, he doesn't get home till 6. Like he's going to miss out on dinner time. And sometimes we have places to go in the evening. And she's like, the biggest stumbling block that parents have towards their kids' sleep success is themselves, is because they think, oh, we have to have family dinner together. We have to take them. We have to go to this thing. And, you know, dad doesn't get to see them or mom doesn't get to see them, whatever, which is understandable. Some people can't help it. They're just not home at 6:30 or 7 every night to put their kids to bed. But their natural chemistry, they should be going to bed at that time. And she's like, so you have to try to make an effort to do that. I tried it for a week. complete game changer. Completely. Like, she would, she knows now we're in the bath by 6. We do dinner at like 5:45 on the old lady mom dinner at like 5:30.
Always do that.
I'm like,
happy hour.
We start taking date nights that are 5:30.
It's 5:30. We're having dinner. And so Chris does miss out on bedtime sometimes, but sometimes he'll come home in time to help put her to bed. But it's worth it to me to know that she's getting enough sleep at night, and she's already waking up at like 6:30 or 7 in the morning. So it's feels better to me to know that she's getting enough rest, and she is, we have way less tantrums during the day now. She's not nearly as tired. The thing that people have to remember is that it's not forever. It's just for, like, you know, while they're in that transition of dropping the nap. Yeah. Because when around 3 and 4 years old, when they're doing that, then eventually when they start to get 4 and 5, you start pushing it back a little bit more and a little bit more till eventually they have normal person sleep hours. But honestly, you guys, it was a game changer. She's so much nicer now. Not
I
all
like
the time.
I can't wait to meet the new Jenny.
I know, right? Excited. Not all the time, but most of the time. And it's like, it helped with that transition of her losing that afternoon nap when it was brutal, because she would be so crabby in the afternoon and then just be like zoning out at 5:30 or 6. I couldn't figure out why, and that totally made sense to me when it was like, oh, well, her body's natural rhythms are telling her it's time to sleep. And I was keeping her up because we were waiting for Chris to come home, and I was making an amazing reheated dinner.
I'm coming over for Christmas Eve here. I think you're celebrating at like noon.
Yeah. Right. I know, it's gonna be great. So anyway, I don't know why we're talking about that. Oh, so the party. Yeah. So Channing will be asleep if you guys come over for the party. I should bring back the wine tasting party. Chris would love that. Yeah. We get all of our favorite wines and champs. It's a good time.
Champs. I'll bring over the sparkling grape juice.
Oh, yes.
With gummy bears.
Love it.
I like anything sparkling with gummy bears.
What do you guys do for New Year's? Do you go out?
I throw a party.
You throw a party?
For children and adults.
Okay.
And it's early from 4 to 7. Everyone Ubers with their car seats. And the adults can drink, and then they can strap the kids in and head home afterwards.
Does Uber have car seats?
No, you bring your own and leave it out front of my house, because you're not like at a place. You can just bring your car seat and line
B-Y-O-C.
Bring your own car seat. And then we drop the ball at 7 o'clock. We do one of the fake YouTube videos, and the kids all think it's midnight, and they stayed up, and they wear their jammies, and we have photo ops. And
then you just put the kids in the car with the Uber, and then the parents stay and keep partying.
But realistically, who wants to stay up till midnight now that we've had kids? I don't. And we used to stress about it, thinking we had to get date night. We had to find a sitter. Yeah. And it was a struggle to find somebody who wanted to babysit on New Year's. Mm-hmm. And then we'd go out and stay out till 1 o'clock. And then 6 a.m. we're like, crap, we have to wake up because our kids are up.
Right.
Like, it just didn't make sense. It wasn't a part of our new lifestyle. So we stopped it.
I'm off this year for the first time. I'm off work on New Year's Eve. I mean, I have to work still till like 8 o'clock. Well, I have to work till like 8. So if your party ends at 7, I would miss it.
You're going to miss it.
Because I'm like, of course, I can't actually
have the day off.
Put
Channing in the Uber, though.
I'll send her with Chris.
At 6, we'll send her home. Yeah, we'll send
I know. Her home. She would do it, too. She would be like, home. I mean, just type this in my phone.
That's my Uber. I have to go,
guys. She's so LA. But yeah, no, so we stress about that, too. Like, do we want to go out? But then also, too, there's so many drunks on the road, mm-hmm. and you just don't want to be out anymore.
Which is why I like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before everybody's out. Confetti poppers.
Yeah, that's fun.
Which I'm apparently not bringing over to the Zirin household. Why?
I don't want to clean up that mess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she can do it at her house.
We do. We'll do it off the balcony. Yeah. And then we just, like, use the shop back and just vacuum it all up the next day.
Can you find, like, eco-friendly that you don't have to clean up?
Eco-friendly
poppers.
Champagne poppers.
You can actually make those. Craft.
Yes.
Done.
Let's do it.
Make those, like, and put, like, food in it or something, or what?
You can get dried leaves.
Oh, leaves.
Or edible glitter. I don't know. Is there edible glitter?
But I feel like it would melt and sticky everywhere.
The dogs would enjoy it.
There has to be eco-friendly that, like, eat kind of like an eco-friendly recycled something that you could use in the poppers. Because it's kind of just paper anyways.
You know what I could do? I could shred newspapers. You know, the like weekly newspapers that mm-hmm. you seem to get whether you want them or not. Mm-hmm. I could put them in the paper shredder. And then I could stuff them in toilet paper tubes.
Yeah.
And then figure out some sort of vessel to like shoot them out.
I made them on Home and Family.
Like a gun?
I made poppers on Home and Family. That was my craft when I was on the 4th of July special.
Oh, well, we already have a specialist here.
There you go.
A popper maker.
There you go.
I mean, I shared my tips.
What do
tricks.
You do to make them pop? Like, what do you put
you
in?
Put a
gunpowder.
You cut a balloon.
Okay.
The top of the balloon off, and you put it around the bottom of a toilet paper roll.
Okay.
And you tie the knot in the base of the balloon, like if it was blown up, then you pull it down, and then it springs up, and it explodes all of the whatever you put in. So we talked about it at Home and Family where we did like glitter in it to make it really festive and pretty. But realistically, it's not really safe for the environment when you pop it. We're talking about using the leaves or whatever if you're at a party and then you can pop the
is
leaves.
Is that something you guys are really big on, is like eco-friendly sustainability and stuff like that?
I try to be at my house. I try to be mindful of it. I mean, we did have bees, but they all died.
I saw your post about that.
Yeah. I'm sad, but we'll get new bees. And I don't know if they actually died. They swarmed. So they're
because Erin makes her own honey. That's
I
why
did.
You have bees.
My bees made it's honey so for good. Me. So sad. But I try to be because I always was mindful of whatever we put outside. That was something that would get into the environment, into our plants. Our bees are ultimately going to those plants. So if I put glitter everywhere and it gets into the flowers and then
but you
hurt one of the butterflies or the bees or the hummingbirds.
But you get glitter honey.
Glitter honey. That would be amazing.
Now I want to see that. Yes. I would put that on my toast.
Yeah, yes. We try to be mindful too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we have one environment and Ryan's really big. He loves like hiking in nature and he's always like, we have to do our part.
You guys are always hiking.
We love it. I do like my neighbor's honey. It's really good.
Yeah.
I love honey, so anytime I'll drink.
Organic honey too is so expensive. Like, have
especially
you seen
unpasteurized.
It? Yeah.
Well, and also my question is, what exactly is organic honey? Because where do you know? How do you know where the bees are getting?
Like, where have they been?
Where have
they
been?
Where have your bees been?
Where have my bees been? I don't know where my bees have been. I'm interested to find out how an organic glitter. Honey farmer says it's, things are organic when they're going to plants that could possibly have not been. You know, treated properly because they're going, I mean, miles away from your home to harvest the pollen and nectar. So
are we blowing the lid off of organic honey right now? Is that what's
happening?
I don't
know. I just question it. I've never done enough research. So if anyone out there is in research and wants to like direct message me about the facts of organic honey and how it works.
We need information on organic honey and like how to make your own environmentally free or environmentally friendly
glitter.
Champagne poppers.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
The new year.
We're going
to do it. So tell me, what are you guys most looking forward to this year about your holiday and your holiday plans?
I am going home to Ohio actually for Christmas to see my family on the Christmas tree farm, and the girls haven't been back for a year, so in their mind they don't remember really being back there. Penna has no recollection of being back there for Christmas. My mom puts up about 10 Christmas trees in the
house.
There's sleigh rides outside. And
so
there's snow and Santa is on the
farm.
So
do they make the Christmas tree farm like an event, a location?
Yes.
Or
there's photo shoots that go on. It's really
so
a magical
cute.
Place. So I'm hoping that they get to like see the snow and it's a very down-home Christmas.
So you're going to do that this year for Christmas instead of celebrating here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to go back and just make it very classic mountain Christmas and
I love
some
that.
Sled riding. Stuff that we wouldn't have done around here. I mean, we are going next week up to Big Bear to do some sled riding.
Oh, yeah. We may go to Big Bear, like, after Christmas, the day after Christmas.
Yeah. I think our kids need that. They don't get – like, I was watching them up in Yosemite, and they're playing in a pile of leaves, just screaming with joy out in the front yard. And I was like, if I lived anywhere else besides L.A., this is what my kids will be doing while I was having my coffee and enjoying my time.
Right.
But instead, I'm like, get inside, everybody. Like, don't play in the fake grass right now because I haven't sprayed it off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a different experience.
It is.
And I feel, for me, I'm glad I live out here in LA. I love the weather. But I think that I miss a part of watching that part of childhood, watching them outside when their snow boots on and putting their snow gear on and going sled riding and being cold and coming in for hot chocolate. I'm really excited the most about that part of the holiday is watching them experience what I experienced as a kid.
And LA Christmas is a different kind of thing. Like we've been here now 11 years. And the first few years, we were like, this is so weird. Like, it's, you know, wearing flip-flops and shorts and, like, hanging up our Christmas lights. This is very strange. It's a little cold now, which is nice. The past few days, it's been chilly here. And I'm like, ooh, I'm wearing a scarf.
But I have my down jacket.
You have your whole, like, down jacket on. But, like, mostly, it's pretty warm. And there are some days that are downright hot. And it just doesn't feel Christmassy.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm okay with that, but I miss it for my children.
Yeah. I wonder about that too, about how our kids will grow up here not ever knowing that there are different ways, like we're quote unquote traditional ways to celebrate Christmas. I mean, they'll be used to the LA Christmas because it's the way they're going to grow up and what they'll know. But where are you from originally?
Orange County.
Okay, so it's the same for you.
So just tell me, how do I explain what seasons are to Mia when Mia goes, Mom, what's a season?
Yeah.
It's like, well, oh. Well, spring, well, summer, you have how to go on vacation.
Right? You have to go on vacation. We explain it's when leaves change colors.
Yeah. And you're like, there's kind of cloudy. There's real hot. There's not as hot. And then there's like, what, chilly?
Well, we're going to experience these are the seasons this year. We're going to Chicago.
Oh, nice. All for Christmas or?
No, like right after school gets out for a few days.
Okay.
I think that's going to be really hard on our systems because if I'm wearing a down jacket.
We did go last winter and it was like -3 and blowing in our face.
Are you serious?
It was really cold in Chicago.
I do not understand how people live in Chicago.
I don't either.
It's so cold. It's so cold.
I don't either. So I'm only going out to see my little sister. So.
Oh, that's really nice. Your sister is starring in Hamilton. That one?
She's kind of a big deal.
She's a huge deal. When is she getting us free tickets?
That's a great question.
We need
she
to
didn't give
up
them
for that.
To me. So when you figure that out,
wow,
let me know.
Wow.
But I feel like I'm committed to watching her.
Yeah.
Do something huge.
I want to go. I would love to go see Hamilton. It's all the rage. Everyone's talking about it.
I'm excited. Yeah. I've heard so much about it. Like I just.
And you're going to see it while you're there?
We're going with my in-laws, so we're going to see it one night and do a whole date night, which is going to be fun.
Oh,
we're going to dinner and the theater.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
And then we're switching off, and so my in-laws will watch Eddie, and they'll go one night. So it's going to be fun, as long as I don't freeze to death.
Take this down coat.
Yeah, take your coat and gloves.
Yeah,
and
double that.
I feel like I need like 12 of them.
If you're using that in 65-degree weather today.
All of it.
Freeze.
I will say that is one thing that is nice about here. That even when it's cold, it's not really that cold.
Yeah.
Like in Oklahoma, we definitely had four distinct seasons. Like there was snow and ice in the winter, tornadoes in the spring. Like it's just.
Don't you feel hardier though?
No, I feel like I like the sunshine. Like I don't miss that.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I was following your off topic. I was following your Insta stories and you asked everybody, should I buy the elf?
Yeah.
Did you get the elf?
I didn't. No.
Why?
For a couple of reasons. One,
I like to hear the reason. So,
a couple of reasons. One, because I feel pressure.
I won't judge you. I promise.
No.
You look nervous.
I'm just trying to. I'm trying to phrase this because I know
I don't have one either, Heather.
Friends
yet.
Who listen.
I'm going to buy one
because I have feel pressure on the opposite end from people who are like, I'm not buying that damn elf. Here's where the damn elf is. It's in my toilet. Like, there's a lot of people who are anti-elf in my social media feed.
Yeah.
Elf hating. And I'm like, oh. But also, I feel like I can get the same result out of her by just telling her that Santa is watching and Jesus is watching her.
Oh, nice.
And that gets her to go, both Santa and Jesus are watching me. That's a lot of people. So I feel like I get the same result by just using those guys.
Nice. I like to threaten my children with anything I can.
Yeah.
So I feel like she's just an extra, like, I don't know what's going to happen ever. There's always just a lot of threats with no, like, return.
No follow through.
No follow through. But I feel like it's just another outlet for me to go, and I'm going to tell Cherry Bells what you did. Her name's Cherry Bells. She's our elf.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will walk up. And they're like, no, don't tell her. I'm like, well, she sees it.
Now, the thing is, the elf moves around the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This morning, she's taped to a wall with army men attacking her.
And your elf is a lady.
Our elf is a lady. She wears tutus and ballet slippers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like it. Does she change outfits?
She does, because I'm a weirdo. I play dress up with the elf after the kids are asleep. And some nights, Ian chooses. Like, he's like, it's my turn. I'm like, okay.
That's hot. That's hilarious.
So we do have the elf. And so I think it's actually more fun for Ian and I.
Yeah. I think that might be the goal too, is that it's really more fun for the parents.
Yeah, so we like it. We don't do. Yeah, we're pro elf because we enjoy it. I feel like it's one of those things that you only should do things as a family that you enjoy doing, not because
right.
you feel like everyone else is doing it or everyone else is buying the elf.
Yeah,
so that's why I was curious to hear why or why.
It's not that I didn't. Well, that day I was on a mission. I was there at Michael's to buy something specific, and I don't remember now what it was.
Can you do that at Michael's?
Well, it's hard. That's why I literally was walking by and I was like, "Oh, the elf!" And I like started Instagramming
because I was writing you like, "Get it!"
Yeah. Aaron was like, oh, "You have to get it," and I didn't. I think because I was like distracted by something else. What the hell was I doing there? I was making something. But anyway, so no, I'm not opposed to it. I want to see how the Jesus and Santa thing works out. So far, it's doing pretty good.
I'm sure they have it down. They're doing pretty well so far on their track record.
Jesus and Santa are watching.
Yes.
And she literally will stop for a second and kind of look up. Like, she's looking to see where they're watching her from.
Are they
what
together?
Do you tell your kids? Like, I have neither confirmed nor denied that Santa exists for Eddie. Because the day that I found out that Santa didn't exist, I felt so lied to by my parents. Like, I still hold it over their heads.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, I don't remember it affecting me.
I don't know
me.
Why. Like, I just was so like, you lied to me.
Yeah. Felt so betrayed.
Yeah.
They must have played it up really big then.
No. They're, no.
See, my dad's like big, so I feel like I'm going to be in a lot of trouble between like Easter Bunny, even though they're Jewish, and Santa and the fairy. There's garden fairies I've made up in my head.
Oh my gosh.
The tooth fairy that comes through the magical door. Like,
the door.
We have a magical door too.
What?
Yeah. It's actually just around
the
corner.
Just as bad as me. Yeah. Have a magical
it's
door.
It's true. I have a magical door. It's really the ironing board. It's because this house is so old. They have a built-in ironing board like closet, and so when you open it up, the ironing board falls down. So, but we never have opened it, and Channing's always like, "What's behind that door?" And I'm like, "Well,
show her the movie Gremlins."
And I'm like, "Why it's
am
a
I the
magical
only
door?
Doesn't have a magical door yet. I tried to order one on Amazon.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got shut down by my lovely husband. He said,
"Don't buy the door."
Yes, door. Craft it. Right? Yeah, isn't that what it. I was told? Was to craft it.
Craft your door. Well, ours came in built in. Ours was already in the door, and I was like, "Well, I just am like explaining that it's just an ironing board." it's a magical door. It's also, I think, like, maybe it's sealed shut, but no, it's a magical door and it leads to magical places. And I was sometimes, because I'm such an asshole, sometimes I'll stand on the other side of this wall and I'll knock on the wall, and she'll stand there and look at the magical door because she thinks someone's knocking on it.
I love that stuff though, and I feel like
she'll
my mom
like
did
love
that.
It.
So I think like for me it was not like trauma, because it was so many special memories behind all of the fun of like going to see Santa, sit on his lap, make your list, draw your list, like let's talk about him. And then the Easter Bunny hiding all the eggs.
There's something really fun
so
and
fun.
Sweet about that and magical about it. And I think it's part of the fun of the holiday season. Yeah. No matter what you believe or how you celebrate, there's great ways to find magic in that and fun in it, you know. And I think it's what makes it so great for kids. Like, that's one thing that's been wonderful for me is Christmas used to be just Chris and I. Mm-hmm. We have such a small family, especially out here in LA. It's literally just the two of us. But Christmas is so different now with Channing. We are excited. We start planning in June for like her presents, what we're going to get her. We've already got this whole list, and they just make it so much more fun to see the holidays through their eyes. So that was really cheesy. I'm sorry.
No, was it? But I'm wondering what was on her list from June. My kids just like change their list every other day.
Well, I'll tell you what it is like all the events we go to, sometimes they give us really nice things.
Okay.
And Channing doesn't always get all of them right away. I store some of them away in like the closet that she never goes into, and she'll get them at Christmas. She doesn't need all of these, you know. We're really blessed that we get so many great events and they give us so many wonderful things. I don't give them all to her at one time. I'm kind of like to spread them out. And then at Christmas, I can give her a bunch of stuff and be like, look at all these things I got for you. So it's also hashtag we're poor. And that's what we do.
we just told Eddie we're not doing a lot of gifts this year.
Yeah.
So he really wanted Connect Four and Operation. So we went and got some board games. And I was kind of like, we can't buy you stuff every day.
Yeah.
So these are some of your Christmas presents. And he's like, okay, as long as you wrap them back up.
And then let me open them.
Boxes. We were thinking of, instead of buying a lot of presents this year, actually getting them like a little tree house for outside. Like,
oh,
Eddie comes over
fun.
And like if Channing comes, it'd be great for the kids. I feel like we'd be more special
fun.
To them than a bunch of like $25 to $50 toys.
Yeah.
Is just spending all of that chunk on
like giving
house.
Them their own space
their
to
own
go
space.
To, and you already sort of live
like
in the woods.
Out of and break their ankle or something,
right?
Really, like childhood,
yeah,
very very Midwest childhood.
I love
broken
it.
Broken arm out of the tree house because of the sibling fight. I remember all those memories. It was so great.
I like that.
Yeah, we're coming over for Christmas party and to play in the tree house.
Mm-hmm. So wait, do you do gifts? Sorry, I'm like asking a question. I'm
you
just
can
curious.
Ask.
Do you guys do like
we're
gifts for your significant others?
We do. I do. I insist on it.
You insist on your gift, but you get
gifts.
Him something?
Like,
yeah.
What's the price limit? Like, how does that all work?
Until the other person is satisfied. Like, that's, it's like, how many more gifts do I have? No. No. I'm an only child, and I insist on having a lot of presents every year, and my husband is very used to that by now. However, I will say this year we've had discussions where we're like, let's buy like a new piece of furniture. Like, we want a new entertainment stand. So we're like, maybe we'll pool our gift money and get that for each other. But I always feel like that's kind of like lame. Like, we could do that anytime. We could do that in March. Just buy our
hashtag
own.
Hashtag mom life.
Yeah, hashtag mom life. I know.
I asked for a Showtime roaster. So.
Did you really?
A roaster. That's so funny. But there's little things like, because he's always like, what do you want? What do you want? And the problem is, I'm like, there's nothing I want or nothing I need. You know, there's nothing I'm like, God, I really, if only I had, you know, an extra arm, which I'm sure you could wrap. I don't know why I thought that. But anyway, there's nothing I'm dying to have. I feel very content. Yeah. Anything what I got for Christmas would be just simply because it's luxurious and fun and whatever. Yeah. So we do little gifts and then maybe one big gift.
Vina, what do you?
Well, I do stockings. Like, yeah, I love Ryan stockings. Like, loves candy. So it's like I try to fill his stocking with like his favorite candies, yeah. Like his favorite sweet. Little everythings.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing for Eddie. But I don't know. We've, you know, in the past, we're not really big gift people because I feel like during the year, if I find something that I think he'll like, I like to just give it to him.
Just
randomly.
Give it to him, yeah.
So I have a hard time holding off, but that is my intention, whether it's his birthday or Christmas or whatever it is. I like, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, let me get this. And then I get so excited, I have to tell him what I bought, which really defeats the whole purpose.
Right.
But, I don't know. I was trying to think about it. I'm like, maybe this year I'll do like a little like gift certificate thing of mm-hmm. like fun things.
Ooh.
Not those.
Well, I know.
I was like, go Vina, on. Go, Vina.
Go on.
My husband's like, yes.
This podcast has taken a turn. Go on.
So I don't know. I mean, I think I like the idea of opening presents, but there's nothing I really want.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I also don't want an empty box.
The stuff that I want, like, I need for the house, like my Showtime roaster, or like, I've been able to, like, cook my chicken properly. I need stuff. I need, like, Showtime. Measuring cups. Like, is that
why Showtime?
Yeah.
It's a great one. That's like our go-to.
Is it like a crock pot? What do you mean
no,
roaster?
It's like a roaster, like where you would get like a roasted chicken that turns the
oh,
chicken.
Oh, like a rotisserie roaster.
It's the best thing to have for like holidays or just a random, yeah. Like you guys want to come over for dinner.
Would you put a turkey in it?
You can, a small turkey.
Or ham?
It has to be small, like the size of a, like
oh,
a chicken.
Okay. Yep.
You can put like a prime rib in there too. Like through, and then it just turns slowly, and you can set it and forget it.
I love this.
It's like a crock pot for roasting.
It's for roasting, and everything comes out like crispy. It's like, if you're vegan, it. I'm sorry. It's making,
no.
Like, making you nauseous.
Vegans, stop listening to this podcast right
but
now.
But it makes the skin crispy and so good, and it's super moist on the inside. It's a bad word. I'm sorry.
No. We're bringing
awkward.
Back the word moist for the holidays.
How do you describe inside of chicken, though?
I love it. Yeah. No, it's true. It needs
juicy?
To be moist, juicy.
Juicy and moist on the inside.
All of it. We want it all. When it comes to meats, we want it all. All right. Now it's really getting dirty.
It's great for hosting. And then you can use your oven for other things.
Oh,
and
I love
you can
that.
Have your nice crispy chicken.
So you want measuring cups?
and a roaster.
Well, I'm just thinking because I could do a stocking for errands. Now I'm like, measuring cups.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But is there a particular brand? Do you have an Amazon wish list?
Do I know?
Oh.
Chris does.
You?
Chris does.
No. Does really?
It's all books
one.
And movies.
Yeah. But like now I'm thinking, this is fun to have friends. Like if mm-hmm. you're like, let's do some fun little gifts.
Friends. There's a Friendsgiving. What is it for Christmas? Like a Friendsmas?
I don't know.
I kind of like
done
that.
Anything.
A Friendsmas?
I feel like it's always like an ugly Christmas sweater party for adults.
Oh, I'd love. Yes.
I do. But it's like, I don't want the white elephant gift. This could be fun. Like, I know you want measuring cups now. Mm-hmm. Like, check.
Like
done.
Like a legit gift giving situation.
What do you want, Heather?
Yeah.
What do you need?
I think I've been.
What does your kitchen need? Or your bedroom or your bathroom?
Oh, my thing has been, I know I'm like, well, for those areas, I don't know. But I've been telling Chris lately, all I want is like adventures. I just want to go places with people. Like if you were to get me something for the holidays, I would like to go have lunch with you. Or I would like to go have a massage with you.
A massage.
I'm really
coupons, Vina.
Yeah, coupons.
Coupons for fun with Vina.
Yeah. Hello.
This is gonna get interesting.
Yeah. Hashtag fun with Vina.
And you're like, actually, we're not friends anymore. Here's your
no,
coupon book.
No, I would
back.
Like it. Oh, awkward. I would never do that.
Try to cash it in later on. Like, oh, sorry.
That's not redeemable. Expired.
Oh my god. I just want to go and like have, I just want to go and like hang out with people. There's nothing I'm like dying to have. I probably could use some measuring cups that actually does. I'm sitting here going, I don't think I have any measuring cups.
This sounds fun. I did this. Like,
yeah.
Coffee. I mean.
All right.
Yeah. It's
I'm
on.
Not too. All right. We're going to do Friendsmas.
I like
Friendsmas.
Five
I love
coupons.
It.
Five coupons of fun.
I love
it. Since you don't want to have parties.
I know.
I mean, it never has had me over.
I like going to parties.
I like going to parties.
I just...
I'll have Mia host it for us.
I'm just always afraid no one will come.
Oh, shit. So I don't care if anyone comes. Because then I get the whole like meat and cheese tray and a bottle of wine to myself.
You,
and I'm like,
you
cool.
do make a mean charcuterie. I'm not going to lie.
She does it without any effort. Like, yeah. That's what I was saying the other day. I'm like, how do you even start? It's and delicious. She's like, just like kind of put stuff. And like,
you just do
well,
it.
You should watch me put so stuff. It's
just dump stuff on a tray. That looks pretty if you buy the right stuff.
Yes. Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have an amazing Christmas. And I'm excited for all of the things that we've just planned that we're going to do. Any parting wishes for the holidays? Anything you'd like to tell the world who all listen to my podcast?
Ooh, I do. Mm-hmm. I think it's such a good time of receiving, and a lot of we just talked about like receiving and giving, but mm-hmm. I think it's just about making one tiny effort, whether small or large, to take your little with you and like go do something really nice for somebody else.
Oh, so, I love that.
Whatever it is. Go do something else for someone else without expecting anything in return.
Stop being a dick and do something nice. That's what Vina said. Yeah. Okay.
And I think you should share your something nice to help encourage other people to mm-hmm. go out and do something nice as well. So I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and like a Happy Holidays and find somebody or go out into the world and make a relationship to enjoy like the time where everyone feels the love and take some time to just be with another human and connect.
I love it.
And
I
have gratitude for your own life.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Well, I love you ladies so much. I'm so glad you came on the show. You guys also, you're the first repeat guest that I've ever had. I usually don't allow people to come back on the show because I'm very exclusive.
Well, if you don't want us back, we can just get coffee next time.
Yeah, let's get coffee.
Okay.
And no,
if you end
but
up
I'm
not
very
airing
excited.
This, that's okay. We've just been back. That's good.
No, so I'm actually really excited to have you both come on because I know that the holidays are really special for you guys and for me too. So this has been really great. And you guys, I'm also going to put information about where you can find Erin's website at Home with the Zierings and Vina's website. Is it Vina Grohl? I'm going to fuck up your name. I'm sorry. Vina Crown Home. I'm always going to mess up that name.
Your little holiday certificates just got
Goal. I know. I want to say Goal, but is that right?
It's Goel, but you know in Goel. India it's but Goel. Tell me. So it's you know it's already mangled coming here to
Goel.
America. Vina Goel Crown Home.
Okay. So, but I don't want to mangle it. I want to say it properly.
It's okay.
All right. It's cool. Not okay.
Whatever. We're friends.
Listen, I want to do it right. But I'm going to put Vina's website information up and Erin's website information up on motherhoodinhollywood.com. I hope you guys are all having a wonderful holiday season. I hope you got some great Christmas tips and ideas. And if not, I hope you enjoyed getting drunk while listening to this podcast. Merry Christmas, ladies. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye.
Mama funny.
Balls.